Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, March 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Your job is your career. It pays the bills. It keeps you on a schedule. And yet more Americans say while they like their job, it's a lot less important than it used to be.
They want to spend more time sleeping in. They want to spend more time with leisure, walking the dog, more time looking after their health, right? So they're more likely to take their medical leave and all these things. They're basically more me time, more family time.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp after the break.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/itheroes.
Americans say they don't care as much about work as they used to. Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp joins me. Greg, what is the complexion of the labor market now compared to before the pandemic?
Well, if you look at the overall indicators, it kind of looks very similar. The unemployment rate is below 4% now, just as it was right before the pandemic. The share of the population that's in the workforce, what we call the participation rate, that's around the same as it was before the pandemic. And if you look at how fast wages are growing, if you subtract inflation, that rate of increase in real wages is also around the same. But if you actually look below the surface, you see big, big changes, changes in attitudes that tell us that work is just not as central to the lives of people as it used to be.
Yeah, how are we seeing this in the data? How have attitudes about work changed?
Partly, you can see that in the number of hours that people work. For example, research by an economist at one of the Federal Reserve banks found that in the immediate aftermath of the pandemic, people in the labor force shrank, but then they started coming back. But as they came back, some people, in particular men, interestingly enough, did not return to the number of hours that they used to work. So that was one clue. And we can look at a variety of other data that shows that the number of hours a full-time worker now spends working in a given year has declined relative to 2019. And then more sort of anecdotal stuff, for example, the number of people taking all their vacation or all their sick leave, that's going up as well.
There was a Pew survey about this. What did that survey say?
Well, interestingly enough, yes, this survey asked folks, how central is your job to your, or your occupation to your identity? And about 24% said it was central. When they asked the same question right after the pandemic, that had dropped to 17%. We don't have an exact survey that asks the same question since, but there are other surveys that try and get at the same question, and they show the same thing, that generally speaking, work and occupation and career are just not as core to individuals' identity today as they were 5 years ago.
Does this mean that people just don't like their jobs or they don't like their boss?
I don't think so, because there are surveys that ask people, do you like your job? What's your level of job satisfaction? And for the most part, people seem pretty happy with their jobs. I think it's more that there's just other things that they want to spend their time doing. Other things matter more to them.
So what other things do people want to do?
You only have to look around your own neighborhood or ask your own friends and relatives. We can see what they want to do. They want to spend more time with their family. You know, they want to spend more time sleeping in. They want to spend more time with leisure, walking the dog, more time looking after their health. So they're more likely to take their medical leave and all these things. They're basically more me time, more family time. That's essentially what we're seeing.
How are we seeing this change in attitude about work play out in the labor force and in job availability specifically?
Well, for one thing, even though the unemployment rate is the same as it was a little more than 4 years ago, the number of vacancies, the jobs that employers are unable to fill, that's much higher. So that does tell you that it still seems to be harder for employers to get people to take jobs today than it was 4 years ago. And the other thing is that it's not the same across all types of jobs. The jobs that are hardest to fill are often the ones that require to be there in person and to work a very rigid schedule, like working as a cook in a restaurant. And so when we look at wage data, we find that these in-person, inflexible jobs have seen their wages go up more than, for example, a person who works in IT or a person who works in finance and can do their job from home. And so that differential, which is roughly 8%, think of that as the in-person premium now that you have to pay to get somebody to come in into the workplace.
Gen Z workers, or people born between the late 1990s and early 2010s, are often the scapegoat when worker attitude comes up. Terms like quiet quitting or work your wage have entered the lexicon. Does Gen Z deserve this much of the blame?
You're definitely right that in the popular imagination, people say, oh, it's all about young people who don't want to work as hard as we did when we were kids. Well, I'll tell you this much. People have been making exactly the same complaints about youth for 2,000 years. I mean, you can actually find quotes by Aristotle saying something like that. So there's nothing new about like old folks like me complaining about young folks. And I tell you that when I shared this story thesis with some of my Gen Z colleagues, they did not take kindly to it. And there are some things that Gen Zers have to put up with today that aren't very nice. They're the ones who had to bear the brunt of the pandemic right as their careers and lives were getting going.
How much of this change in the attitude about work stems from the fact that the unemployment rate is down near record lows?
Oh, definitely that's part of the story. If the unemployment rate weren't so low, then employers would not be quite so willing to grant all the, you know, accommodations that they are currently. There are many stories in the Wall Street Journal about employers who ordered employees back to work and suddenly had a revolt on their hands and more or less had to give in.
So it seems like there is this ever-evolving balance between what employers provide to workers and what employees expect in the workplace.
No, that's absolutely true. And by the way, that's not a new thing. The nature of work has been evolving for the past century. There was a time when we used to work 50 hours a week. And then in the late 1930s, the 40-hour work week became standard. Things like vacation became standard. The regulations meant our workplaces became safer. After World War II, it became more common for women to work in the workplace. So you might say that the pandemic was like the World War II of our generation in terms of affecting their balance between work and life. And so the fact that this change means that workers get more what economists call non-monetary amenities, which is a fancy word for things like benefits and more vacation and so forth, that shouldn't be so surprising. It is essentially another step in the evolution of work becoming essentially more pleasant.
What could cause this current worker sentiment to change?
The thing that is most likely to change this is, frankly, a recession. I mean, I said a minute ago that one reason employers are giving into these new attitudes is because it's very hard to get workers. Well, if the unemployment rate were to go up a lot, as it typically does in a recession, you would find that the leverage would change, the bargaining position would change, and workers would be more likely to come into the office, more anxious about losing their job, and perhaps therefore less likely to take their full vacation. But I don't think that we'll go all the way back. And just look at surveys of employers that find that the number that are offering things like parental leave and paid leave for any reason at all has gone up. And that tells us that a lot of this is a permanent shift.
That's WSJ's Greg Ipp. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Joe Pinsker to discuss how the search for passive income sources has some Americans betting that vending machines can deliver. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/ITheroes.